Secretary of State Colin Powell says he does intend to meet with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat later this week. Mr. Powell made his announcement in Cairo today. Yesterday in Morocco, he heard complaints from King Mohammed VI for not getting to Israel sooner and for, in effect, allowing the Israeli operation in the West Bank to continue. Israeli forces today did begin withdrawing from two West Bank towns, but they remain in control of major population centers. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
This is the sound of tanks and armored vehicles rolling into Tul Karm some 12 days ago, at the beginning of the Israeli military offensive. Now those troops are pulling out of Tul Karm and Qalqilya, but only to defensive positions outside those cities, according to army officials. Elsewhere in the West Bank, Israel continues to unleash its military. In the town of Dura, Palestinian witnesses reported tanks and troops in the town and gunfights going on, with at least two Palestinian gunmen reported killed. In the northern West Bank, fresh fighting broke out in and around Jenin. Palestinian officials and Israeli parliamentary sources said several Israeli soldiers were reported killed today in Jenin. The army did not confirm those reports, saying that information was restricted by military censorship rules. The Bush administration called the withdrawals from the Tul Karm and Qalqilya areas a beginning, but demanded a complete withdrawal as soon as possible. Israeli Minister Danny Neve pointedly ignored the increasingly heated calls for a pullout from Israel's most important ally.
Our main responsibility is for the life of our people. This is a struggle of self-defense for the people of Israel.
The partial withdrawal began after U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni delivered a message from President Bush to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon last night. Israeli officials say the pullback will only be to security zones, from where the army will try to prevent future Palestinian attacks. In Ramallah, Palestinians reported Israeli fire directed at a mosque, causing damage. The army denied damaging the mosque, but said it found Palestinian rockets there. If true, it would be the first time such weapons were found so close to Jerusalem. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says even if there is a pullout in the coming days, the damage already done to the Palestinian territories is devastating.
The whole world will be shocked when they realize that in the last 10 days, Sharon's army destroyed our way of life. They destroyed the water, the electricity. They destroyed the Palestinian Authority and dismantled the Palestinian Authority.
Erekat's casualty figures are impossible to verify at this point. The Israeli army has estimated that its forces killed more than 200 Palestinians in the offensive, but restrictions on the media and on Palestinian ambulance crews have made it hard to get a firm count of casualties. In Bethlehem, Palestinian gunmen remain in the Church of the Nativity, which caught fire yesterday after Israeli troops opened fire on the holy site. The army said Palestinian gunmen fired on the troops first. Israel has said it's trying to respect the church, one of the holiest of Christian sites. But Father David Yeager, with the custodians of the Holy Land, said the attack on the church was indefensible.
It is an action of indescribable barbarity. It is the violation of all norms of civilization and humanity. It is the violation of the government's words and of its solemn pact with the Holy See.
In anticipation of Secretary of State Colin Powell's arrival in the region, Israel will permit a one-time meeting between Arafat and his top aides at Arafat's besieged headquarters. But it's unclear whether Powell will be able to win a ceasefire agreement in the current atmosphere. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.